Coffee Break Portuguese, Lesson 25. Olá a todos e bem-vindos a Coffee Break Portuguese. Eu sou o Rafael.
E eu sou a Eva. Como está, Rafael?
Estou muito bem, obrigado. E você, como está?
Tudo bem hoje, mas estou com um pouco de frio hoje, porque hoje está nublado e chuvoso em Glasgow.
Ah, sim, está nublado e chuvoso em Glasgow. So it's cloudy and rainy.
It is, so that's why I'm a little bit cold.
Sim.
But apart from that, tudo bem.
Oh, eu também estou com frio, mas tudo bem. Então, na aula de hoje, vamos aprender how to describe someone physically and also learn some adjectives and different gender and number for those adjectives.
Okay, that sounds useful. So, of course, we're on lesson 25 of our course. And we've been covering lots of different topics over the last few lessons. So today we're talking about describing people. Então, vamos lá?
Vamos lá.
So, Rafael, in our last episode, we were talking about conjugating verbs in the present tense, regular verbs, and also we were learning the alphabet in Portuguese. So, have you got a couple of challenges for us to help us review that?
Well, I think the first one is to remember how to ask for something to be spelled for you.
Ah, yeah.
So, what is the question that we ask?
So, this question was, como se escreve?
Como se escreve? Perfeito.
So, how is it spelled?
Mm-hmm. So, como se escreve Rafael?
Okay, I'll give our listeners a few seconds to think about how to spell Rafael em português. Okay, I think we could spell this R-A-F-A-E-L.
Muito bem. R-A-F-A-E-L.
Okay, one more.
Mais como se escreve Glasgow?
Okay, we'll have a few seconds to think. So for Glasgow, we could say G or G.
Mm-hmm.
L-A-S-G-O-R-G-O, and then W or W.
Isso, muito bem. G-L-A-S-G-O-W.
Okay, muito bem.
Muito bem. So, let's get started with this lesson today, looking at some vocabulary that we need to describe people.
Mm.
We'll start with the verb ser. So to ask what someone is like, you're going to ask the question, como é?
Como é?
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking of, you know, como ela é, como ele é, como você é.
Okay, so what is she like? What's he like? Like, what do they look like, basically?
Mm-hmm. So the position of the pronoun is flexible here. Como ela é? Ou como é ela? Both are possible.
Ah, okay.
So, como ela é?
Como ela é?
Mm-hmm. And then you can use a person's name as well. For example, Carolina. So
if we wanted to say, what is Carolina like? Would that be, como é a Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
And just to check, do we always need to use that a or u in front of somebody's name in this context?
Yes. So, como é a Carolina? If someone is called Jonas, como é o Jonas?
Como é o Jonas?
Good.
Or, as you said, can we switch around the name and the verb and say, como o Jonas é?
Mm-hmm. We can do that as well.
Okay, so what is Jonas like?
So, because the verb ser is so important here in this context, let's do a quick review of the conjugation of the irregular verb ser.
Yes, it's going to be quite different to the patterns we were seeing with our regular verbs last week.
So, if I want to say I am,
Eu sou.
You are in the to form.
Tu és. Or more like tu és, depending on how you pronounce the S sound.
And you are in the você form.
Você é?
Você é. He is, she is.
Ele é, ela é.
Ele é, ela é. We are.
This one's a little bit trickier because we've not seen it as much. Is it nós somos?
Nós somos. Nós somos.
Nós somos.
Mm-hmm. And you are in the plural.
Vocês são.
Vocês são. Yeah, try to say it all in the same breath. Vocês são.
Vocês são.
And then they are in the feminine and masculine.
Elas são. Eles são.
Elas são. Eles são.
Okay.
Okay, so we have the question, como ela é? What is she like? And then we're going to answer with the verb ser as well, plus an adjective.
Mm.
So, ela é, and then the adjective.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, let's think of the adjective here for beautiful or pretty, bonito or bonita in the feminine form.
Bonito, bonita.
Yeah. So, como ela é? Ela é bonita.
Ela é bonita.
Como ele é?
Ele é bonito.
Nice.
So, she is beautiful. We're, of course, using the feminine form of the adjective, so bonita. But for he is beautiful, we're using the masculine form of the adjective bonito.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are some other adjectives that we might...
Another one in the same category, I guess, is lindo or linda. Also means beautiful, but also stunning.
Okay.
So I could ask, como é a Carolina?
A Carolina é linda.
Perfeito. Or if you want to replace the name with the pronoun, ela é linda. That's fine.
And equally, could we say, if we're talking about Jonas again, o Jonas é lindo.
O Jonas é lindo. Uhum. O Rio de Janeiro é lindo.
Ah, Rio de Janeiro, the city, can also be described as lindo.
Exatamente.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Couple more adjectives. So we have the adjective for tall, and that is alto, or of course the feminine form, alta.
Okay, we'll leave a gap for our listeners to repeat those. So alto and alta.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite is short, no? So baixo and baixa.
Baixo, baixa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I could ask, como é a Carolina? And you can say she's beautiful and short.
So that would be, ela é linda e baixa.
Okay.
Rafael, como é o Jonas?
O Jonas é bonito e alto.
Muito bem.
Okay. So, to make the plural form, we just add the S at the end of those adjectives.
Okay.
Because they end with a vowel, so it's pretty straightforward. So, I could ask you, como são os seus avós?
Ah, so what are your grandparents like?
Mm-hmm.
So, this time we'll be using the plural and masculine form of the adjective?
Exactly.
So, os meus avós são altos e bonitos.
Okay, muito bem.
Okay, and just to check with this, a few episodes ago we were talking about the difference between ser and estar to mean to be. I'm guessing when we're talking about describing people in this way, are we always going to be using ser because we're sort of describing more permanent characteristics, I guess?
Yes, there are cases when we can use the verb estar, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay, so in general, using ser for these people descriptions.
A few more adjectives here. So the adjective for young is jovem, and that's the masculine and feminine. Jovem.
Jovem.
Mm-hmm. So ele é jovem and she is young would be?
Ela é jovem também.
Jovem. So ending with em, né? Em jovem. Now, the plural form for this is a little bit different because it ends with M. So we can't just add the S, but the spelling changes. We change the M to NS.
Ah, and how does that sound?
Jovens.
Jovens.
Mm-hmm.
So a Carolina e o Jonas são jovens?
A Carolina e o Jonas são jovens. Uhum.
Ok.
To say that someone is old, we could say idoso or idosa.
Idoso, idosa.
Uhum. So that means elderly.
Ok.
So, o meu avô é idoso.
My grandfather is elderly.
Yeah. Então, Eva, como é o seu irmão?
O meu irmão é jovem, alto e bonito.
Ok.
E Rafael, como é a sua mãe?
A minha mãe é idosa, alta e linda.
Muito bem.
Muito bem. Ok, so maybe we can think of the color of the hair.
Hair color, yeah, always mm-hmm. a useful thing to describe people.
Now here we're going to use another verb. We're going to use the verb ter.
Okay, so to have.
So someone has, for example, blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
So blonde hair would be cabelo loiro. Cabelo loiro.
So cabelo is the word for hair then?
That's right.
And loiro, blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Ter cabelo loiro.
Yeah, so ela tem cabelo loiro.
So she has blonde hair?
Yeah.
Ela tem cabelo loiro.
Okay.
Or can I say, eu tenho cabelo loiro?
Yes, you can say that. Red hair, cabelo ruivo. Cabelo ruivo.
Cabelo ruivo.
Uhum. Ruivo. R-U-I-V-O. Ruivo.
Ah, it's useful that we can spell things in Portuguese now. Great. Okay. Cabelo ruivo.
Uhum. Brown hair, cabelo castanho. Cabelo castanho.
Cabelo castanho.
And black hair, cabelo preto. Cabelo preto.
Cabelo preto.
If someone has gray hair, cabelo grisalho. Cabelo grisalho.
Cabelo grisalho.
Uhum. And finally, for white hair, cabelo branco. Cabelo branco.
Cabelo branco.
Ok.
Ok. Então, Rafael, tem cabelo ruivo?
Não, não tenho cabelo ruivo. Tenho cabelo castanho.
Ok, muito bem.
Yeah, so I said I don't have red hair, I've got brown hair.
Ok.
E Eva, tu tens cabelo grisalho?
Não, não tenho cabelo grisalho, tenho cabelo castanho.
Ok.
So, I don't have gray hair, I also have brown hair.
Muito bem.
Ok, so we can describe someone's hair color. Is there anything else we need to know about describing somebody's hair?
Yeah, to describe the hair length. So, to say someone's got long hair, cabelo comprido. Cabelo comprido.
Cabelo comprido.
Uhum. And the opposite, short. Cabelo curto. Cabelo curto.
Cabelo curto.
Ok. Então, como é o Tom Cruise?
Ok, we'll give our listeners a few seconds to try to describe Tom Cruise in Portuguese, and then I'll give it a go. Tom Cruise tem cabelo preto.
Ok.
E curto.
Uh-huh. Tom Cruise tem cabelo preto e curto.
So he has short and black hair.
Uh-huh.
E ele é alto?
Não, não ele não é alto.
Não?
Não. Ele é baixo.
Ele é baixo. Ok.
Que mais? O Tom Cruise não tem barba.
Ah.
So here I'm telling you he doesn't have a beard.
Ah, barba.
Barba.
Okay.
So we also use the verb ter here.
Okay.
So he has a beard would be?
Ele tem barba?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to say uma barba for example,
you
a
could,
beard.
You could, but you don't have to.
Okay, ele tem barba.
Mm-hmm. And the word for mustache is bigode. Bigode.
Bigode.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to say he doesn't have a mustache, would that be ele não tem bigode?
Ele não tem bigode.
Okay.
That's it.
Makes sense.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
So thinking about the eyes now.
Okay.
So we already know the colors here. So, and the word for eyes, olhos.
Ah,
so,
yeah.
Olhos castanhos.
Brown eyes.
Olhos pretos.
Black eyes.
Mm-hmm. And now for blue eyes, olhos azuis.
Olhos azuis?
Yeah. So that's the color azul, blue, in the plural, azuis.
Azuis.
And green eyes, olhos verdes.
Olhos verdes.
That's it.
Então, Rafael, tem olhos azuis?
Não, não tenho olhos azuis, tenho olhos castanhos. E a Eva tem olhos verdes?
Tenho, sim. Tenho olhos verdes. Okay, so we've learned how to describe people and ourselves using a few different adjectives and also talk about hair color and eye color.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for a break.
It's time for a break. Até já.
Olá, it's Mark from Coffee Break here. I hope you're enjoying learning Portuguese through these episodes. But I thought you might like to know that we have a full online course available, which includes extra resources to accompany each lesson of Coffee Break Portuguese. Our online course includes a video version of each lesson, bonus audio episodes, and written lesson notes. To find out how you can access the course and get the most out of Coffee Break Portuguese, just visit coffeebreakportuguese.com.
Bem-vindos de volta a Coffee Break Portuguese Lesson 25, where we're talking about how to describe people in Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to have a conversation putting all this into context. So we'll be talking about our families, and I guess Eva is going to ask me a few questions.
I am indeed. Okay, vamos lá. Então, Rafael, você tem irmãos?
Tenho irmão.
E como ele é?
Ele é muito inteligente e alto também.
Ele é idoso?
Não, ele é bem jovem ainda.
E ele tem cabelo loiro?
Cabelo loiro? Não, ele é moreno. Tem cabelo castanho e olhos castanhos também.
E tem bigode?
Não, mas ele tem barba.
Muito bem.
Este é o meu irmão.
Okay, so we learned a bit about o seu irmão,
mm-hmm.
who's your brother, and what was he like?
So I said, ele é muito inteligente.
I'm guessing that we haven't learned that yet, but does that mean he's very intelligent?
Very intelligent. So inteligente doesn't change in gender, né? So inteligente.
Inteligente.
That's it.
Inteligente.
And I said, he's tall, né? Ele é alto também.
Alto também, mm-hmm. Okay.
You asked me if he was elderly.
Idoso?
I said, no. Ele é bem jovem ainda. So, jovem. And then before jovem, I used an intensifier. Bem. That means quite.
Ah, so you're saying he's quite young.
He's quite young.
Ainda here, would that mean still?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's still quite young.
Mm-hmm. You asked me if he's got blonde hair.
Tem cabelo loiro?
Mm-hmm. And then I said, não, ele é moreno.
What did that mean?
Well, I explained, tem cabelo castanho e olhos castanhos também.
Okay, so we know that he has brown hair and brown eyes.
Mm-hmm. So that means someone can be described as moreno.
Okay.
Okay. You asked me if he's got a mustache?
Uma bigode.
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 And I said, no, but he's got a beard.
Uma barba.
Tem uma barba.
Okay, muito bem.
Muito bem. And before we finish, here's Catarina with more practice on this topic.
Hola, Catarina.
Hola.
Bom dia a todos. Hello again, and welcome back to O Cafezinho com Catarina. Today, we've been talking all about people and how to describe people. And in this cafezinho, we are going to hear about one very famous person. Pessoa famosa. In the Portuguese-speaking world, o escritor Paulo Coelho. The novels of Paulo Coelho are not just stories, they are journeys of the soul, viagens espirituais, guiding readers on quests for self-discovery, enlightenment, and spiritual awakening. From The Alchemist, O Alquimista, to By the River Piedra, I Sat Down and Wept, Na Margem do Rio Piedra, Eu Sentei e Chorei. Coelho's writing transports us to a world where dreams and reality intertwine. Paulo Coelho nasceu no Rio de Janeiro, no Brasil, em 1947. Coelho was born in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in 1947. And his own journey to fame was anything but conventional. After a stint as a songwriter and journalist, he embarked on a pilgrimage along the ancient Caminho de Santiago, an experience that would profoundly influence his spiritual outlook and writing style. It was during this transformative journey that Coelho found his voice as a writer, descobriu a sua voz como escritor, with which he could discuss themes of courage, coragem, destiny, destino, and the pursuit of one's own personal journey, a sua viagem pessoal. With over 200 million copies sold worldwide, Coelho's books have been translated into many languages, muitas línguas, captivating readers of all ages, de todas as idades, and backgrounds. His timeless themes of love, amor, loss, perda, and the search for purpose, propósito, resonate with audiences around the globe, à volta do mundo, transcending cultural boundaries and inspiring millions to follow their dreams, sonhos. So whether you're embarking on a journey, embarcar numa viagem, of self-discovery, or simply seeking solace in the pages of a book, páginas de livro, take a moment to immerse yourself in the wisdom and wonder of Paulo Coelho's universe. I hope you have enjoyed today's cafezinho and that you're looking forward to discovering Paulo Coelho's books in Portuguese later in your Portuguese learning journey. Muito obrigada e até breve!
Então, acho que é tudo por hoje.
É tudo por hoje. E agora vou tomar um café com a minha amiga.
Ah, e como ela é a sua amiga?
Ela é jovem, ela é baixa e é muito bonita. E muito inteligente.
Okay, so you're going for coffee with your friend who is young, short, beautiful and very intelligent.
Exato.
Muito bem. So that's all for today. But don't forget that this audio episode is just one part of the full Coffee Break Portuguese experience. We have a full online course which contains video versions of each lesson, written lesson notes and bonus audio materials to help you make faster progress with your Portuguese. If you'd like to find out more about this, you can visit coffeebreakportuguese.com.
And we're on social media as well, so follow us. It's Coffee Break Languages on Instagram and Coffee Break Portuguese on Facebook, where you're going to find regular language learning content to help you practice your language skills.
Muito bem. Então, até a próxima.
Tchau, tchau.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2024, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2024, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.